Hello, pediatric surgery family. I'm M. Godi from Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. And today, our team is going to deliver the articles that you should know about. We have three papers today, all from different journals. We don't have much time, so let's start. Our first paper titled, Peer Support to Promote Surgeon Well-Being, the APSA Program Experience by Fall et al. This paper is summarized by Lizzie Lee, a physician associate by profession and a member of our team here at Cincinnati Children's, dedicated to creating content for pediatric surgery.
The American Pediatric Surgical Association, or the APSA, created a peer support program for pediatric surgeons in 2020. This article talks about how they implemented it, the experiences they had, and outcomes. Their goal was to support surgeons after traumatic events. The most common referral reasons were toxic work environments and adverse events. 50 surgeons total agreed to receive training on how to be a supporter. Over 80% were able to use these peer support skills informally with colleagues, partners, and trainees. The peer support program shows that this type of support system can work really well to help surgeons heal from traumatic experiences and toxic work environments.
Great! Our second paper is Tracheomalacia and Tracheomegaly in Infants and Children with Congenital Diaphragmatic Hernia, Managed with and Without Fetoscopic Endoluminal Tracheal Occlusion, or FETO, a multi-center retrospective cohort study by Basurdo et al. And this paper is summarized by Carlos Colunga. He is a pediatric surgeon from Mexico and collaborates with us to produce these article reviews.
Researchers from this multicenter cohort study examined the outcomes from infants with congenital diaphragmatic hernia with or without tracheal occlusion to assess its impact on tracheomalacia prevalence and its related complications. And what did they find? First, tracheomalacia was 5% more common in tracheally occluded infants with 4% more cases, although these symptoms typically receded within 55 months. Second, these infants typically showed a larger trachea, which was around 31% wider. And finally, 37% of tracheally occluded cases retained metallic balloon components, although no significant complications were reported. In conclusion, while tracheal occlusion is effective in promoting lung growth, it is associated with a higher risk of tracheomalacia, although most cases resolve and they do not appear to have long-term effects.
Now, moving to the last paper of the day, Image-Guided Core Needle or Surgical Biopsy for Neuroblastoma Diagnosis in Children, a systematic review and meta-analysis from the International Society of Pediatric Surgical Oncology, or IPSO, by Pio et al. This paper is summarized by Cecilia Ihena. She's one of the previous research fellows at Cincinnati Children's.
This is a systematic review and meta-analysis done by IPSO, and they wanted to analyze the accuracy and safety of image-guided core needle biopsy for neuroblastoma. And what did they find? They gathered 8 retrospective studies with 490 patients. And what they found is that tissue adequacy and biological characterization of the biopsy was not significantly different in both groups. But intraoperative transfusions and complications were higher in the surgical group. So it seems that image-guided core needle biopsy is safe and effective for diagnosing neuroblastoma.
Thank you for listening. Please check the link in the description below to read each paper. We hope you liked this episode. Please follow StayCurrentMD on social media, give us a rating, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And don't forget to download the StayCurrent app on the App Store or Play Store for tons of content.